you guys, welcome back. Or if you don't know me, my name is Jill and I'm a homeschool mom to a fifth grader, and this is our second year of homeschool. We've had some changes and some additions even since, since a couple of months ago. And there have been some pretty good reasons for that, especially after I had done state testing with Morgan and I learned a lot more about her. After a year of homeschool, I learned a lot more about each of us, about me, about Morgan and how she learns. The more curriculum I look into, the more I'm interested in one thing over the other. I had done a video last week about the grammar that we switched. We had to drop Fix-It Grammar and the Well-Trained Mind Grammar, and we took up Michael Clay Thompson's grammar because I think it's just a little bit more challenging, and I think that would be fun for her, as well as the vocabulary that is in that book. I think she will really like that and enjoy it. So it kind of makes sense that I also found the literature with Michael Clay Thompson. So we're not moving anything or getting rid of any of the literature that we have. We've got all of those books that I had shown in our fifth grade literature picks, or the big curriculum video. So we have all of that. And a novel is never wasted, right? So more books is not a bad thing. And I decided to buy one of the sets. And so Michael Clay Thompson has 7 levels, and I think they got a little mini level, or one for the littles, for even the smaller children. The town level has the Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, and The Wind in the Willows. Last year, before even like 18 months ago, before I had started homeschooling, I was certain that we would read literature, and then along with the literature, perhaps at the end of each chapter, we would work on a study guide or a literature guide. And I spent a lot of time making them. I still have them, and I'm holding on to them. We did a few. We did one for The Hobbit, and we did one for Pippi Longstocking, and there was something else. And I still have the Vanderbeekers one. If some of you have wanted it, and so if you want it, you can use it. We're not using them anymore in the way that I had intended, because I learned more about reading and how Morgan is learning. And it's, for us, doing packets or workbooks while we're reading it feels like busy work a little bit. Maybe it's because of the way I drew them up, but also it's interruptive. It kind of stops her momentum of reading and slows her down and frustrates her. So once I let go, she just took off and started reading anything and everything she could pick and choose. We've got a whole bunch of books in the back. She's got a whole ton of books in her room. And so once I realized, just let the kid read, but pick really good books, and then we'll discuss it, the art of narration, she just blossomed. I still intend to use, however, the Vanderbeekers for this Christmas, but I'm going to use it for myself so that I can remember, there's some topics or talking points that I had wanted to bring up. And so I'm going to use the study guide or the literature guide for me in order to inform me of the things that I might want to bring up with her for discussion. That's where we were. So I dropped the literature guides. I let Morgan just read, because when I get in the way, when I try to control it, I screw it up. And I've begun trusting the process of Morgan learning, because she wants to learn. She wants to learn her way. She wants to explore. And when I let her do that, and she actively focuses on a topic, she's really interested. And that's where she remembers stuff. So I decided, after reading Michael Clay Thompson's website, and that the literature, the trilogy that they have for each level, really is involved in allowing the child to just be left alone and enjoy the good book. And then later on, afterwards, there are things that you can do when the child is older. They can begin writing essays and that sort of thing. But at the town level, for instance, for Morgan's age group from 9 to 11, we don't have to do that. We don't have to do writing. I think we might. I think we might try it with one or two, perhaps. She just, I showed him to her, and she really likes the idea of, oh, wow, you know, I know of Peter Pan, but I haven't read it. And then she didn't know about The Wind in the Willows. I feel like I know this one probably from my own childhood, but I don't remember it at all. And then, of course, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. And so, again, this is kind of an example of, I choose for her based off of what I believe her interest to be. And then from there, she has a choice. And so there is some controlled selection here, or some controlled independence on her part, where I select a bunch of things, all of which are okay, I think, for her, that I've decided. And then from there, she picks something so she feels independent, and then she feels responsible over it. And so that's how we're building the kind of the independence in this house. So I wanted to add that in as a trilogy of books that we are bringing into the fifth grade. I think Morgan wants to, she said she wants to start Peter Pan, so she might do that after the reader that she's chosen for the month of August. We'll see if she wants to read it by herself. I'm happy to do it as a read aloud. It doesn't matter. However we do it, we'll do it. We won't do one after the other after the other. It may be that we just do one this semester and then we do other two later. But I feel like I'm kind of navigating naturally or organically towards, which is strange because they're two completely different programs and two completely different kind of ways to learn, towards Michael Clay Thompson of a more classical style and the Waldorf style. And the Waldorf style is so interesting to me, the way they integrate science and art, the way they don't put a timeline or a timestamp on something, and they just allow you and your children to explore. And the science part, particularly with the hands-on actual lab experiments, I think is so important. I remember that from my childhood. The sciences for us, where I went to school, were separated before the sixth grade. It was biology, chemistry, and physics, and that's what you took. And then later on, there were other things like zoology, etc. I liked how I grew up learning those sciences, where you walk into a lab and not just read about a thing and then fill out a worksheet, but you actually, if at all possible, you create the experiment or recreate the experiment. And sometimes it fails. And you learn from that too. So this is kind of an example of, I'm going in two different directions with our curriculum. I mean, I don't think that matters, but I'm finding more than one thing interesting. And I'm also finding more where I don't have to come up with it. I'm finding professionals who have already figured it out and done it. And I'm attracted to what they are doing. And Michael Clay Thompson is one. So we are not only adopting the grammar for that, but also the literature, the trilogy, the three books, which is kind of neat. So what he does is, it's the thinnest part is the manual for the parent. A lot of it involves reminding us to leave the kid alone. Let him or her read. Let him or her enjoy it. Don't put busy work or papers in front of them. Don't disturb the progression of reading, or, you know, let the train roll. And I learned from direct experience, from not doing it that way with my own kid. Honestly, if I hadn't figured it out, I would have stalled her. She wouldn't have done as well. And I don't think she would have liked reading as much as she does. But I think also, when I chose to have a core, when I thought, well, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't believe that all subjects are created equal. I'm sorry. I'm sure there's a professor at Princeton who's going to freak out when I say, I don't think grammar is really that important in comparison to. So it's a subcategory for me, but it's not a core. It's a subcategory. And I really wanted to make sure when I started homeschooling that I didn't get confused or have this approach where I have 10 subjects and all are equally important and therefore all equally fail because I don't give any one of them the right amount of time to actually allow us to learn something. I didn't grow up with ELA. I'm an older person. I've looked at the demographic on my channel and you all are way younger than me for the most part. But I grew up with English language, English literature. And as far as I know, we didn't really separate it beyond that. Maybe the teacher did, but there was this part of the English and there was that part of the English. And we really did focus on just reading. And that is, I remember, where I learned the majority of what was important. And then we went back and we did the drudgery of vocabulary and grammar and everything. And it really wasn't fun. Now we have books that make it fun. But I thought, well, I'm going to take reading and just make that one of our core subjects. I'm not going to bring all of ELA and say, this is equally important and this is equally important within ELA. And we have to spend the same amount of time on this. No, we'll get to it when we get to it. But reading is important. And then math, and then French. And in that regard, Michael Clay Thompson is great. It's a great match. But I feel like this year is less stress for me because I'm a little bit smarter. I understand the various curriculums better and what matches Morgan. And I don't have to work as much because I bought it, essentially. And I don't have to come up with it on my own. So that's where we are. And I wanted to let you know that we have that edition, the trilogy. And I think we're really excited to... It's more than just buying the three books, because as you go into Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, there are footnotes with vocabulary. There's little blocks where it reminds you of the grammar. So it'll take a piece of this paragraph from that page and it will diagram out the sentence to show you what you are also learning in the Grammar Town. So in that regard, it matches quite well with the grammar that we picked, but we'll see how that goes. So that's the plan. Whatever that plan was that I just explained. All right, wherever you are, happy homeschooling. See ya.